Treasure Hunt was excellent program to do, and we did get involved very early as a very young helicopter company. The company was started in 1980, and we were speaking to the Treasure Hunt people in 1981, so a very, very young company to get such a contract. When initially we were talking about it, we thought this will never work, nothing will ever come of it. We did one pilot program and thought, well, that's the end of it. However, 7 years of Treasure Hunt proved us to be completely wrong on that. So I was in right from the beginning and all the way through.
Quite a complicated program to fly for because, of course, although you knew where you were supposed to be going, you're getting directions and stuff, and there's obviously there's places you can't land. Was that kind of a problem for you?
Initially was a problem because the producers of the program just wanted to go virtually anywhere without any pre-planning or anything like that. We said you've got to pre-plan, and if there's a choice of two castles on a hillside that we could go to, then we've got to set up landing sites at both. So once we got the production organized into the way of thinking that we had to work for aviation, then it became okay.
Was there any times when you had to go, look, Annika, we're so completely far off, we can't possibly do this, we've got to go somewhere else, or?
Yeah, I think in the entire 7 years we landed at two wrong locations, but in each case I assessed that it was completely safe to do that, and we landed in somebody's field and knocked on the door and it was completely the wrong house. But as the program became more established, people were more willing to open up their doors to us, and air traffic got to know us, and with pre-planning to air traffic, they were fantastic.
Cool. You obviously got quite a few considerations to make about, you've got a crew with you and Annika. Was it quite a difficult thing to cope with? You've got sail man in the back, you've got cameraman in the back, you've got Annika in the front, and you've got the doors off the helicopter, of course, which is something you don't usually do. Do all these things make it quite a stressful program to make?
Yes, it can be, but again, once you got in the swing of it, it was quite a well-formatted program to do. The first year there was an awful lot of learning of what we could do and what we couldn't do. Annika lost her map out of the door one time and never did it again. We landed in the field, picked it up, and off we went again, but never to be repeated again. So we got in the swing of things quite quickly, and it became a very good program to do.
There was always a second helicopter flying with you, wasn't there, which is the communications helicopter. Again, did they, were you in communication with, I suppose you were talking to them, but what exactly, they always talked about the communications helicopter. What exactly did it do?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about early 80s, sort of pre-mobile phone days. You could do the whole program now with a mobile phone, and that's it. But because we had to get a radio link back to the studio in London, we had to have a repeater aerial on a second helicopter. That bounced the signal back to a ground station, and then that was plugged into the GPO telephone lines down to London. So, quite a complicated way, but it meant that Annika could be in the middle of a field. Up the top of a building, on a boat, anywhere at all, and she could actually be speaking live back to the studio in London.
And that helicopter stayed in the air the entire time, presumably, so it could uplink to a bit like the ones at the Grand Prix that hover above the circuit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was a midpoint link, which wherever Annika was, then the helicopter stayed airborne.
And did the program actually happen in real time? Because Michael was telling us a bit earlier a bit about Interceptor, and they would sometimes stop filming and set things up. Were things ever set up, or did you have to stop because something went horribly wrong, or?
We only stopped if something went wrong, and that was generally the studio end back in London, where they would say, camera number four has just gone down in the studio. Can we stop things for a while to get ourselves sorted out? We preferred it on location to just start and run through in real time because it gave the program much better pace and kept the action going the whole time. So we tried to do it in one go if we could, but occasionally we would stop and pause and then reset the clock and off we go again.
Of course, things people don't appreciate it looking at it today is that, in fact, back in London, they couldn't actually see what was going on. It was just the audio. That would make life a bit. I suppose you lived with it, didn't you?
We lived with it, yes. Again, it became established that that was the way we could do it, the only way we could do it then. And that proved very good. It was not a problem.
There's obviously a rapport between yourself and Annika. Was she good to work with?
Annika was great to work with. We got on very well. It was a very good program, and she was great all the way through.
Quite tired, imagine, running all that running around. Of course, you did have Annabelle Croft at the the final season. Why did Treasure Hunt come to an end? Was there a specific reason?
Various reasons. Annika was actually pregnant and unable to do the last series. So Annabelle was actually chosen and called in at the last moment. I think the program just came to a natural end after that. 7 years was longer than anybody thought it would run in the first place. And 7 years of Treasure Hunt was a very good record, I think.
You flew for the entire 7 years, didn't you, as the main pilot?
Yeah, over 7 years, did all the English programmes and never went abroad on any of the shots. So if they went off to Australia or New Zealand and things like that, I didn't do those. It was much easier to have a local pilot to do those. Loads of stories. I can't think of any at all why you're asking me right now, but it was good. We did 5 weeks or even 6 weeks on location each year and lived as a team, trooping around a bit like a circus, two helicopters, a ground support vehicle, camera truck, mobile outside broadcast truck, working from some very nice hotels around the countryside. And we'd just be in one place for 2 days and then pack up our bags and move off for another 2 days and somewhere else. It got to the stage where we were lovely hotels, but you were going, looking at the schedule, it's Tuesday, this must be Birmingham. Excellent fun.
Have you made any more television programmes since Treasure Hunt?
Yes, normally behind the scenes, behind the camera rather than in front of the camera. And constantly doing television things. I would think 75% of my work is television orientated. So, yep, still in the TV business and occasionally in front of the cameras.